Dylan John on Algo FM. It's called Promise. Also, Mark Ronson, Amy Winehouse, and Valerie. Good morning, everybody.
Salvona.
In the corner.
And in our corner this morning, we've got somebody very special to us, Algo FM, and perhaps to you as well. And more so than just hearing the voice and the adverts on Algo FM for many, many years, you may have some of the things that this man has sold you in your home. You may be using these instruments, toasters, fridges, any sort of appliances. And then we read somewhere that this man is going to be retiring. And it was sad.
It's compliments to Charlton, because Charlton, every single one of Charlton's appliances in his kitchen are in fact from this gentleman.
It's a true story. That's why he's retiring. We did our kitchen over and roughly after us.
And Charlton doesn't go cheap. I'm talking schmeg.
The irony is that Charlton is now going to have to work for the rest of his life.
Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to welcome you to Algo FM studio, Rafi. Good morning, Rafi.
Good morning to you all. Thank you for inviting me.
I see he's also just taken a seat here. We're just going to welcome him to the studio as well. Our sales manager to Algo FM, Dennis Karangis. Good morning.
Hey guys. Lucky to be here again. Nice to see you.
Yeah.
Hello, Dennis Karangis, otherwise known as Uncle D or Mr. K.
Are we doing this interview with the sales manager or with...
Without a sales manager.
Rafi, can I just ask you, is Rafi first name, is it surname, and what is the full name?
Rafi, my first name, original Rafael, and surname Sevilla.
Ah, Rafael.
Okay. Yeah, original, yeah.
And just settle.
And somewhere half from the town of Seville, from the many moons generations ago, and surname Sevilla, yeah.
So how did you move away from what everyone else does in terms of Seville and not sell oranges, but move into furniture and appliances? How did you get into it?
No, after I finished the army overseas, I don't know what to do really. And one of the colleagues advised me to learn how to repair appliances. So I joined the company and I started to repair appliances. That was my starting point. And then my late wife was from Port Elizabeth. We married overseas and in Israel. And we came here and slowly I started my own repair business. And selling secondhand and from the garage. Mm-hmm. And there was no daddy behind or trust money behind.
Yeah.
And we crawl. I'm still crawling. Okay. So we start that way. Then the shop came up at Perridgeville. And when I opened the shop, one of the friends asked me, what are you going to sell? I don't know. Fish and chips. I don't know. We'll do something. Mm-hmm. But we done repairs and sold secondhand. Then one of the KRC MDs mentioned to his colleague in PE, give him 10 sketch and then appliances. And if he doesn't succeed, you take it back after 3 months. And those days, we were selling fridges for 99 and 199, 299 at 1985. And from there, we grow all the way.
From those 10 scratch
from
and
10 scratch and dent units, we grow to the big numbers.
Wow.
And from then, we stop scratch and dent. We go into the new products. Then we went to the TVs and beds. And that's it. And nobody could stop us. People that try to stop me, yeah.
I mean, during all of this, Rafi, I mean, it's a phenomenal story, which meant you had to work really, really hard. Was there any point of all of this where you woke up in the morning and you just went, I can't do this. This is just too difficult.
I have to tell you, cold water helps me a lot in the morning. Okay. Wakes me up fantastically well. Okay. And I love to go to work. I love what I'm doing. And I always say, if you got a passion to what you're doing, you will succeed. So I really, I don't want to say 100%, but 99.999. I'm happy to go to work and I'm waiting for that. So maybe I was starting always 7:30, now I start 9:00. But I love it, nothing really.
It just means you've got a great team that you can rely on.
Thank you very much. Exactly. I always say it's a teamwork. I am the team, the rest is the work.
But I do think, Wayne, that coffee also has got a strong part to play in Rafi's success, because I would get a phone call at night to say, listen, come see me tomorrow for a coffee. And I'd walk out there a lot poorer than what I walked in. So coffee definitely has something to do with his success.
He's a sales guy.
Listen, on that topic, sorry, I mean, I'm surprised he didn't sell you a coffee machine. Because after my sale, I was in the queue ready to pay. And I was that close to buying a coffee machine. Very good salesman. But Rafi, over the years, what would you say is your most difficult sale?
I think not particularly a certain product. I think the beds took us a long time to move ourselves into the market. Everybody knew about appliances, the technician and the sales. They didn't coordinate two together. They would sell beds and appliances. And I have to say that after a few years, I had two, three guys, one of them sitting next to me, the baldy one.
They're two bald guys here,
I'm this well. And him and Dennis and David Tultman and another lady came to the shop a few times to prepare the advert for us. And I have to say, Janice Kruger. She was unbelievable. And we put the advert together eventually. And I have to compliment those days, Radio Algoa, today Algoa FM. That advert, do you want to see with a partner or without a partner, definitely puts us on the map. I tried to get discount, but yo, I couldn't get nothing. From Dennis, but I couldn't get nothing. But anyway.
Also a very good salesman.
Definitely, no doubt. So definitely I have to compliment you guys that the advert put us on the map with the beds. That level that you go into the restaurant and the guys, he or she, looking for a partner. So.
Well, Natasha's just messaged us going, is Rafi married?
Ooh,
wink, wink.
Voila.
Listen to Rafi laughing.
Maybe I should change that.
Brave talk, Rafi. It's brave talk. I think it's also a testament to the man that Rafi's been on Algoa FM for 20 years. Unbroken.
Non-stop
every
advertising.
Every month, 20 years in a row, non-stop. And the ad has been brilliant.
Definitely.
But he's also been a great advocate for our business. I've sat in sessions with clients that are thinking about coming to advertise on Algoa, and Rafi's been in a few of them and has just said, listen, just trust me, just do this thing. It's going to work for you. So he's been brilliant for our business in many, many respects. But as a human, unequaled.
Absolutely. Your strong words. Very strong words.
Thank you.
You deal with people every single day.
Definitely.
All right. Which I think for some people is very difficult. But you seem to thrive.
I love it.
It gives you the energy. What's the funniest thing that has ever happened with a customer and you and your interaction with customers? Because you do have difficult customers.
No.
Oh, come on, Rafi.
How can you think something like this?
Oh, come on, Rafi.
But I have to tell you about the customers. 99.99, a pleasure to deal with them. You got one or two psychos that you better to deal with them. Okay, believe me. But the numbers are really very, very, very small. Okay? And I enjoy to deal with them. As I'm talking, I'm thinking, I have to tell you a quick story about
Go ahead.
One Friday afternoon, two guys with the cameras walks in, and a very popular short guy. And they told me they want to do recording for DSTV program, for the children, I think. And they put cameras everywhere. They put a camera inside chest freezer, but big chest freezer. And the guys climbs in and reading the newspaper.
Oh.
And I have to encourage the customer to buy the chest freezer, and then for them to open the lid. And as they open the lid, the guy says, why are you interfering? I'm relaxing inside the chest freezer. Let me tell you, the customers was going mad. It was the guy, he was Ian Montgomery's son. I can't remember his name.
Ian van Memmerty.
Ian van
Memmerty,
okay.
Excuse me. And his son was unbelievable. And you must see, three students came. I encouraged them to open the lid of the chest freezer. As they opened, they were screaming, the whole shop shook there. Okay. So that was one of the funniest things that I can remember, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, from our side, we would love to talk more and find out about Rafi and who you are. We've come to know who you are now, but you've made it very clear that you're going to retire now. This is it for you. What happens to you now? Not the business, to Rafi. Where does Rafi go now?
I think I'm going to come for an interview to Algo FM.
Got it. In the sales department.
Sales department, yeah. Honestly, I'm not sure yet. My first project night is to clear the stock that we got on hand. The crazy deals we got, really, to clear the stock. I'm going to spend time with my mom. She's 96 years old. I'm going overseas next month, and I want to spend time with her a little bit.
Where is she? Still in Seville?
Israel. In Israel. Okay. No, nobody in Seville.
Okay.
In Israel, and there's a quality time I want to spend with her. And then as we go, we'll start to think, but I had to do something, otherwise I will die. I'm at work, I'm the fifth gear whole time. Now I'm going to idle. So it's going to be very dangerous for me. So definitely I'm going to do something.
It's time to rest now.
Take it easy.
Yeah.
Rafi, when are you turning the key? When are you locking that door for the very last time?
My mandate is end of this month. We still got some stock that from the recliners to the built-in ovens. Some very small number of small appliances, air conditioned, some are coming now.
And super low prices, I would
definitely
imagine.
Definitely. Look into our Facebook, come into the shop, and I'm really hoping by end of the month we are going to clear the stock. And the team upset as well, team very upset, but they got packages, so I really hope that will be all right.
Taken care of.
Yeah,
All right.
So many messages coming through for you, Rafi. We'll share them with you once we get off air, because I think Wayne wants to play something for you. But I'll share some of these messages. Beautiful tributes coming through for you. One such from well-known Gqeberha journalist Gillian McAinch. She sent through a tribute for you. She's now a freelance writer and editor. So, yeah, I'll share that with you
in a bit.
Thank
you very much.
Very special messages coming through this morning for you. So, I mean, thank you so much for your contribution towards back then Port Elizabeth, and now Gqeberha, Nelson Mandela Bay, and to Algo FM as well. It's been a very special journey watching you, and we've been in this together. So thank you so very much. And I think for the very, very last time on Algoa FM, we are going to play that ad that was created many, many years ago, which has become iconic in homes.
Iconic ad behind a legendary
absolutely.
Name.
So we're going to play it for you the last time. Ladies and gentlemen, we say thank you so much to Rafi.
A round of applause, yeah.
Thank you, Rafi. Thank you very much. Thank you to everybody and to all my customers as well. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Because Rafi is so dedicated to giving his customers the best service in town, we decided to record some live action right here at Rafi's Appliances and Mattresses.
My bed is terrible. I can't even sleep properly at night anymore.
You're blaming the bed or you're blaming your back?
I'm blaming my partner.
Your partner? Okay.
I'm kidding. No. I want to sleep at night. You know what I mean?
Do you want to sleep with a partner or without a partner?
I want to, well depends on what mood I'm in.
The bed comes with a partner or without a partner.
As you can hear, Rafi and his star team will ensure that you get big brands at low prices or with a big smile.
At Rafi's, we give service.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.